This is Patty Cotton, and you're listening to Leadership Secret Number 1. Get noticed, get ahead. Define your personal leadership brand for more influence and income. It's not what you do, it's who you are. During the recession, a few of us executive coaches were called from all across the land to Chicago to help with executives and other professionals who had lost their jobs. The Career Transition Center in Chicago needed help. People were losing their homes, just like everywhere else in the land. Some people didn't have enough food to eat. But what we noticed as we coached them to help them get back on their feet and back to work was that the most devastating loss of all was the loss of their identity. We heard many say, "Who am I without my job? How important am I now that I'm not this or that?" And it was always tied to a role, never to who they were as a person. It was what they did. But when we worked with them, we taught them to turn that around, because it's not what you do, it is who you are that gets you noticed and helps you to get ahead. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I've coached hundreds of clients around the world, from emerging and experienced executives to growing and successful business leaders and entrepreneurs. And if there's one thing that I can help you do today in your journey toward moving into more of your potential, more of what you deserve in leadership opportunities and income, it's this: defining your personal leadership brand. Your personal leadership brand is about the who of you and the way you lead in your work. It is not about the what of you, what you've accomplished, how many years you've worked at what role, and which school degree you possess. The what of you is what most of us talk about when trying to convince others that we're the perfect person for the promotion, the position of influence, or the income. This is the work I've done. These are the credentials I have. These are the clients and companies I've served. You hear it often. And this approach often fails, because many others may look and sound just as good as you. Trying to get noticed and get ahead by touting what you've done can only get you so far. But the who of you is what helps you to stand out and above the crowd, and forges a professional reputation that will carry you much further, elevating your career opportunities beyond your company, beyond your community, and beyond what many of you have only thought about or dreamed of. It can fast-track your success into higher leadership and the kinds of opportunities you deserve. Today, I want to teach you why branding your personal leadership is what will make the difference to help you get noticed and get ahead of the competition. How your confidence, because of your personal leadership brand, can generate many more opportunities than just touting your competence and skills. And the secret to remaining viable and current as a business leader in a world of constant change. You're a successful executive or business leader ready to uplevel your influence and impact so that you can enjoy greater recognition and rewards from your company, current and potential clients, and the professional community. How do you stand out above the crowd to make this happen? Developing your unique leadership brand helps others to recognize the value of the genuine, distinctive characteristics that you possess as professional, making you attractive to those who need and desire to work with you. Now, why am I addressing this topic? I'm not a marketing guru. I'm an executive coach. I work with emerging and experienced leaders who want to step into their next level of success. And that's precisely why I'm addressing this topic of personal leadership branding. Because developing your unique leadership brand has to do with defining and strengthening who you are as a human being and a professional, so that you can lead even more effectively in your business and your life, so that others recognize it. And that is my area. It's about the power of who you are, about the influence you are able to wield, about the potency of the impact you are able to make. So what's a leadership brand? If you perform an internet search on branding, you'll find information on many kinds of branding: consumer, personal, corporate, and employer branding. It will most often include a company's or individual's core principles and the value they offer to those whom they serve. A leadership brand also addresses this, but it is specific to who you are as a leader. Your leadership brand does three things. Number one, it conveys your identity and distinctiveness as a leader. It communicates the value you offer so that you stand out and above the crowd as you're considered by others for promotions, recognition, greater business, and rewards. Number two, your leadership brand allows what's powerful and effective about your leadership style to become evident to your colleagues. This garners more credibility and influence with them, placing you in a natural leadership position, even if you don't yet have the title. This is important for growing your followership and leveraging your results and outcomes through the active support and help of others. And number three, your leadership brand attracts the kind of roles and business you desire so that you keep the passion high in all you do and you produce your best work. When you clearly identify and develop your leadership brand, this serves as a magnet to draw best and most appropriate opportunities your way, allowing you to delegate or eliminate those tasks, projects, or business that keep you from delivering your best. What happens if you don't develop your personal leadership brand? You lose out on a great deal of potential opportunities and business. Work can become drudgery, since you haven't defined where you're best. Others will define what is best for you. And when you attempt to get noticed or get ahead, you may feel fake or inauthentic as you try to copy others in order to succeed. And that just doesn't work. But it's a different world when you've defined your personal leadership brand and live it. So how do you develop it? Your leadership brand takes into account three things. Number one, your personal values. Number two, your strengths and talents. And number three, your why. Your passion, what drives you to do what you do. From there, it's a matter of systematically integrating this brand into your thoughts, behaviors, and actions so that you work at your best and your brand shows. Your leadership brand forges your professional reputation. What you want to be and are known for as a professional and a human being. Again, not what you do, but how you do it. It's not a definition of your role or your services, but a definition of the characteristics that tell the story of how you lead in your business and what the total experience of having a relationship with you as leader is like. There are three reasons you want to define your personal leadership brand, and these are confidence, credibility, and currency. Let's talk about confidence first. Being good, even excellent at what you do, is not enough to beat the competition. Others need to feel from you a genuine confidence in yourself and your capabilities, or it shows. Every time. It's a problem when you don't have this down. A recent UC Berkeley study revealed that confidence wins over competence almost 90% of the time when it comes to hiring or engaging services. What that means is the person with the most confidence usually wins. Why is this? Because when you come across as unsure about yourself, you place doubts in the minds of others as to your ability to deliver and deliver well. You all know other executives that don't have the confidence they need to project the competence. It's painful. They've invested in their appearance and in learning the technical skills they need to get ahead. They're great people. And they do good work. But when they're in meetings or part of a presentation, their lack of confidence shows. They're communicating in a very subtle way that they aren't sure about themselves, and this is not a situation that builds trust and confidence in us. Consequently, they aren't considered for many of the opportunities that come along. All of us can do with more confidence, no matter how seasoned we are, no matter how vast our experience. Many years ago, my husband and I served the Swiss government in diplomatic service. We were at one point stationed at the United Nations. Very exciting times. And I'll never forget attending a function one evening and talking with the ambassador from France. "Tell me, what drives you to do what you do? What motivates you?" I asked. He stumbled and stammered, and I'm afraid I embarrassed him. It was an awkward moment, and we quickly moved on to more transactional conversation. But you know, we should all be able to answer that question. What drives you? What motivates you? What are the hallmark characteristics of your leadership, and how do you approach your work? Had the French ambassador taken the time to define and live out his leadership brand with consistency, he could have answered my question with self-assurance. He would have instilled confidence in me about his professional abilities. So how do you get more confidence? By knowing intimately well what you bring to the table and how. I'm not talking about your skills within your profession. Too many people are under the mistaken impression that if you master a set of skills, your confidence will be high all the time. It's certainly the case that you should be confident about your ability to exercise those skills. However, what if you are thrown into a new situation? If your niche or industry shifts? If you acquire a client whose needs don't fit within the norm for you? Your confidence quotient may likely shift. Instead, having rock-solid confidence all the time, no matter what the situation or how new you are to it, rests on knowing intimately your unique leadership brand, your identity and distinctiveness as a leader, and the value that you offer. When you know this and work consistently to reinforce it, your behaviors, actions, and deliverables are consistent and aligned with your best. This creates your professional reputation, which should leave a positive and memorable impression, one that is true to your purpose and which is an honest reflection of you. Here's an exercise for you. Ask yourself, what motivates me to do what I do? What drives me? And by the way, if the answer is money, you haven't dug deep enough. What do you want that money to do for you? How do you want it to change your life, the lives of others? Then when you've answered this question, take some time to compile a list of your personal strengths and your top five values. Take them, and on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being highest, rate yourself. How well are you living each of these in your life and work? What needs to shift so that you are aligned and so that others can tell? The second reason that you want to define your personal leadership brand is for credibility. Unless you've taken the time to define your unique leadership brand, your efforts to stand out and be noticed as a natural leader may backfire on you, and you'll never know why. I see a lot of executives who attempt to copy others they feel are successful. This often has negative effects because, try as they like, copying others in mannerisms, talk, approaches, and strategies still feels awkward, like an ill-fitting suit. It doesn't quite line up with who they are, so they come across as acting a part when interfacing with others. It isn't authentic because of this, and it sure shows. The way you lead yourself, others, and the enterprise is influenced by your unique leadership brand. If you wonder why you aren't getting ahead, or you're plateaued at a certain income point, chances are you aren't standing out as memorable and credible to leadership or the decision makers involved. In other words, if you don't give others a compelling reason to see you as different or unique, chances are, no matter how wonderful a person you are, no matter how exceptional you are as a professional, you will not stand out to those who matter. Make yourself memorable and do it genuinely. This is how you establish your credibility with others so that they trust and respect you. Standing out through your leadership reputation, the distinctive characteristics and the way you approach your work, is key to attracting the kind of incredible opportunities that will place you where you want to be in both influence and income. It sets you apart from the herd. Your leadership brand reflects the value of what you bring to your company and clients. In a competitive world, defining the value you personally bring to your work is key to creating and attaining the professional future you desire. Here's an exercise for you. What value, what unique transformation do you provide your company? Can you articulate this in a way that the business recognizes it and appreciates it? What unique approach do you use in order to make this happen? The third reason you want to create your personal leadership brand is for currency. That's right, currency. It's a changing world. This means that the global marketplace will continue to change, and so will your industry. And in a VUCA world, VUCA meaning volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, it's not enough to remain current through keeping up on the latest information and best practices. Beyond keeping up, you may need to change not only the way you do things, but you may have to change your focus within the industry or even outside of it. Making such shifts can be seismic to your professional track unless your reputation, the who you are and how you approach your work and life, transcends what you actually do. I've worked with many transitioning professionals who've had to either shift focus within their industry or actually change professions. And here's what I've learned. Unless you have forged your leadership brand, firmly grounding yourself in who you are as leader, the identity crisis ensuing can be crippling. Your confidence will dive, and the time you require to regroup and get yourself out there to market your new focus or business can be debilitating. Others forget about you or wonder if you aren't a viable entity. This means your credibility also takes a hit. It also means that your currency with others will not be enough to support your credibility in your new focus or profession. Airlifting yourself beyond your profession to you as brand is pivotal to developing your reputation as an influencer so that you remain top of mind and attractive to the work world no matter what you are doing. I once worked with an executive who planned to transition out of her profession and into another. At the time she was considering this, she engaged me to ensure that she had enough reputational currency with others to remain credible. She didn't want to be branded as a career hopper or someone who couldn't succeed within a certain industry. So we worked to ensure that her personal leadership brand was firmly established, and some months later, she confidently transitioned. Why was the change process so smooth? Far beyond her reputation as an excellent banking executive, her standing with the professional community stood out. She was the product. She was the entity. Not what she did, but who she was. What about your reputational currency? How do you feel it would stand up if you faced a niche adjustment of some kind or even a major transition? Here's an exercise for you. What is the total experience of having a professional relationship with you like? Can you articulate this? In a quiet moment, write it down. Then ask a few trusted colleagues and friends their thoughts. Now compare. Is your perception one that is shared by others? Here are a couple of personal leadership brands for you to have fun with, thinking about your own. Here's Richard Branson's personal leadership brand. Richard Branson is an innovative thinker. He's unconventional, adventurous, and takes risky but calculated business maneuvers. Some call him a maverick, but all describe him as a person willing to go the extra mile to help others, to support them in their own endeavors. Here's another one. Sally Krawcheck, formerly known as one of the most powerful women on Wall Street, by the way. Sally is empowering, collegial, collaborative, and decisive. She says, "I'm very aware of making sure everybody has a voice, even the people who don't like to talk. I don't believe my idea is the best idea." So there's Sally's personal leadership brand. What is yours? What would your personal leadership brand statement say? And would others agree? What do you want to be known for as a leader? What do you need to change or shift so that others recognize this in you and remember you for it? Take stock of your leadership brand, the who of you, before the what of you, so that all of your efforts to position yourself as a viable candidate for more responsibility and more income comes from center and gets you to where you want to go. I'm Patty Cotton, and it's been my distinct pleasure to share with you a top leadership secret that the most successful have used to help grow their leadership and be recognized for it. It's up to you now. What will you do differently because of today's learning? You deserve to get noticed and get ahead.